State fish and game officials are attempting to fill in some blanks in knowledge about Chinook salmon. Poor returns all over Alaska this year have sparked questions about the abundance and reproductive success rate of Alaska's Chinook. Fish and Game has released a draft analysis called Alaska Chinook Salmon Knowledge Gaps and Needs to the public. And today in Anchorage, the department opens its Chinook Salmon Symposium to get some questions answered. But there seem to be few answers and a lot of questions. A panel of scientists opened the symposium this morning with a discussion of what is known about Chinook, their distribution, productivity trends, and the challenges to managers of the resource. But a question and answer session later on revealed what we don't know about the fish. Bob Clark is a fisheries scientist with the state.
We're seeing really cold water temperatures in the Bering Sea after a series of really warm water temperatures, too. We're wondering, as you are wondering, we don't really have the data to know that it's even the ocean. We can point there, and the signs are good that it's probably something in the ocean. But we're getting a lot of these freshwater questions, and those are important, too.
Few Alaska natives were present in the packed room at Anchorage's Egan Center, but Myron Nanning, who heads the Association of Village Council Presidents, says the state needs to have better Alaska Native representation in fisheries management.
We have not had a fair dealing from the state system that's supposedly managing our fishery resources. We end up becoming criminals for fishing for food. And if the state of Alaska and the feds are going to manage this resource to the point of making criminals of our people, it's not fair. We know that there's conservation concerns, but you got to work with people at the local level, at the local villages, and talk to each and every one of them to make sure that they don't end up being criminals like they did this summer.
Fred Huntington from Galena is a lifelong Yukon River fisherman. He says Chinook have declined there for two decades. While Yukon River fishermen get cut off from harvesting due to state in-season management decisions, he says Bering Sea commercial fishermen live under a different set of regulations.
Most of the folks at home that does fish is, why don't they do that with the pollock fisheries too? You know, the pollock fisheries that in 07 stated they had 122,000 Chinook bycatch caught. Those are bound for the western rivers of Alaska. We need to have better ways to negotiate agreement with North Pacific management. The overall picture is the salmon species on the river system is declining so fast that there will be no fish to fight over.
Chinook salmon that spawn in different areas of the state have different migratory patterns, and there are hundreds of individual Chinook salmon stocks. In its draft analysis, Fish and Game calls for a research plan that will identify 12 indicator stocks from the state's major river systems and recommend a stock assessment program for each of the 12. State Legislator Paul Seaton from Homer says Cook Inlet fishermen were also hit hard this summer. Seaton said the state can support research, but it's really up to Fish and Game to find the solution.
But we're trying to make sure that we make data available, make the research available, but not take over the process, because the legislature is really not where we want to be making fish and game decisions. We want those to be very deliberatively done and not your fish versus my fish and that kind of a thing. But we really need the Board of Fishery to be active in a professional manner of looking at the full research and what we can do for all citizens of Alaska.
Fish and Game expects to be able to release its research plan to the public in December. The Chinook Salmon Symposium continues through Tuesday.